This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday extended his stay-at-home guidelines until the end of April, dropping a hotly criticized plan to get the economy up and running by mid-April, after a top medical advisor said more than 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus outbreak. The reversal by Mr. Trump, which he said would be disclosed in greater detail Tuesday, came as the U.S. death toll topped more than 2,000, nearing 3,000 from the respiratory disease, according to a Reuters tally, with more than 141,000 cases, the most of any country in the world. Earlier on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNN that the pandemic could ultimately kill between 100,000 and 200,000 people in the United States if mitigation was not successful. Mainland China reported a drop in new coronavirus cases for the fourth consecutive day on Sunday as Beijing seeks to stamp out the risk of a second wave of infections by shutting its borders to foreign travelers and cutting international flights. The National Health Commission said in a statement Monday that 31 new coronavirus cases were recorded Sunday, including one locally transmitted infection, dropping from 45 cases a day earlier. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson thanked the public and all essential workers for their help during the coronavirus crisis. In a video posted on social media Sunday, Johnson, who was self-isolating in Downing Street, thanked the NHS staff, returning staff, pharmacists, essential workers, and the volunteers all for their work. He said, "We're going to do it. We are going to do it together." So thank you to all of you, and remember, stay at home. Protect our NHS and save lives. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.